Hi, my name is Aileen Morales, and this is The Fight Against Abbott, where we will be talking about women's experience with the fight for abortion rights. Before we get started with the interview, I was wondering if you could by any chance state your name and can confirm once more that we do have your permission to record this interview and archive it on the StoryCorps websites.
Hello, my name is Rachel Sharifa, and yes, you do have permission.
Okay, so if you like, we can just like get right into it. And I want to talk to you because you live in Austin. And I was wondering, like, when you first heard that SB 8 was going to be passed and what your thoughts were and your reaction.
Oh, yeah. I was just really disappointed, you know, because we constantly see the struggle between like religious freedom and shoving it down people's throats. And I just felt that was a really prime example. Greg Abbott wasn't really taking into account all the women that this would affect, because to me, like, people care about the baby in the womb, right? But like, nobody really does anything to care for the baby once it's born. So that's what confused me about the whole abortion law, because I was just like, this isn't bettering anybody. This is just putting more people into situations where they have to go to legal lengths to like get the care that they need.
Yeah, and like you were talking about, like, how people care more about the baby. So I was wondering, like, what your thoughts were as to the SB8 6-week ban in regards to the Supreme Court ruling of viability. Like, what do you think? I know that the law is currently under review with the Supreme Court, but what do you think will be the outcome of this, like, decision?
Honestly, I have no idea, because our climate in America right now is very partisan, and you know, Republicans on one side are just like backing the hell out of this, like, you know, what is it? How do you even say it? They're just backing the hell out of you know, not having abortions and stuff. Yeah. And then we have Democrats on the other side saying like, it's your body, it's your choice. So I feel that whichever party has the most vote, that's how it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
Yeah. Like, I know that, like we've talked about before, how basically whoever gets to rule the house rules the policies that get made. And it's kind of scary knowing that just because a lot of people didn't show up to vote, we now have to like face the consequences of that.
Yeah, and then with the 6-week ban, it's just, it's so dumb, because most people don't even know they're pregnant until after 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to just, like, live with, like, essentially a mistake for the rest of their lives, having to, like, allocate the resources they already don't have to something that they didn't want in the first place?
Yeah. It's really scary, and you live in Austin, which is a really liberal city. How has the fight in Austin been? Have you guys been feeling more pressure since it's in your city where Greg Abbott is making all of these policies?
Yeah, it's a huge disconnect, really, because, I mean, Austin's the capital of Texas, and we're this really, like, progressive liberal state, but we have the super set in his ways conservative governor. So it kind of felt like Austin as a whole was sort of just this like aesthetic to like appeal to like the blue side. But in reality, Texas is red. So that was a really hard truth to like swallow, you know, because a lot of people were angry. Like, I even witnessed several protests, but it just felt that we were such a shockingly small majority of the rest of the ideals of Texas that we wouldn't really be taken into consideration.
Yeah, and I was like, because I know that you like come from a religious background, so growing up, how did you feel about abortion?
You know, I think at first I always kind of thought that it was just up to the person. No matter my religious beliefs, I remember even trying to talk about my parents, and they were like, oh no, it's murder, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel as a whole, my views just always differed from my parents, you know, extremely religious background, because I just try to see the humanity in people and why they would want to do something like that, why they would want to quote unquote murder a fetus.
We both grew up pretty, like, with a lot of religious practices going on around us. So I think that it definitely, like, makes you, like, we saw both sides of the argument. So we definitely know, like, why other people say abortion is murder, but it's not necessarily like that, you know?
No, not at all.
Yeah. What made you change your, or not even change your way of thinking, but what do you think pushed you towards a more progressive way of thinking?
Wow, that is a really good question. I think what pushed me towards a progressive way of thinking primarily was just research. Because I'm naturally just a very curious child. Like, you're talking to someone who literally Wikipedia random diseases and things as a way of fun.
Yeah.
And so when my parents would tell me things such as, like, abortion is murder and whatnot, like, I wanted to know why. I wanted answers. And, you know, it being against the will of God was just, like, not a substantive enough answer to me. So I looked to other sources. I looked to Google. I looked to social media and all that stuff. And that's when I began to see a different side of the coin. And it just turned into a rabbit hole from there. You know, I learned about, like, other issues such as, you know, gay rights, social justice. And it was just kind of like a whole new world to me. And it felt really nice because I felt like I was finally getting, like, answers to all these questions that I have, rather than it just being, like, God as the answer.
Yeah. And you mentioned recent, like, earlier, how you noticed a lot of protests that were happening in Austin. How was it like witnessing those and, you know, like, seeing, like, people actively try to fight for this freedom?
I felt happy that people shared the same anger that I did when that law was passed.
How do you think you and your peers were affected by this law? Because I know that just, like, the idea of having rights taken away is just so scary, but something that could affect us for the rest of our lives. You know, like, how did that affect you, like, mentally or emotionally?
Oh, it definitely made me more conscious, and I literally, like, I wouldn't, because I bought this kit to, like, protect myself, and I wouldn't even bring it out that much, but I just felt so vulnerable, so, like, easy to attack, that, like, I started bringing that thing with me every day, because I was just like, you know, like, what if somebody hurts me and, like, it ends in some sort of mistake I can never reverse? And yeah, I just felt, like, extremely let down that, like, a man basically was trying to decide how a woman should treat her reproductive system when they know nothing about it. They don't know what it's like to carry a child. They don't know all the health problems that come with it. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, this one lady, she had kids and she lost all her teeth.
Nobody
really wants that.
I'm sorry, what?
They just don't know. Mm-hmm. They just don't know what it's like. And I just felt it was just so oppressive, honestly, in that moment.
Yeah. And you brought up rape, because it's a really important part about, like, talking about abortion. And I know that when he had, like, a video talking about the abortion law, and he said that, well, we'll just prevent rape. What do you, because that's so, like, it's so confusing to me. I was wondering, like, what you think of, like, that statement.
Oh my God, I didn't even know he said that. Did he have a plan? Or did he just say it?
I think it was more just, like, a mission statement. He just said, oh, we just want to stop, like, crime and we'll just stop rape. And I don't really know how he plans to.
Again, another blanket corporate garbage speech just to please the public. But we saw right through that BS, which is why we're all angry and protesting. Because how is stopping an abortion at 6 weeks supposed to prevent that?
Exactly, yeah. It really makes me angry, like, as well.
And then it points to a bigger thing, because what are they doing to protect the women, to give them justice for when those things happen to them?
Yeah, it kind of only feels like they're putting this whole blame on women, but men, they don't receive anything.
No, not at all.
Do you think that your family is, like, sometimes puts pressure on you to think a certain way about abortion?
I mean, they always do, but I just disregard it because I just know it's not right.
Yeah.
There's more stories to it than just wanting to, quote unquote, be selfish and, like, murder somebody.
I'm sorry. You were saying?
I just said there's a lot that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the education system also affected your view on abortion? You know, like, the fact that Texas does not do enough to, like, educate people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a problem I have with America as a whole, actually, because we just have a very lackluster sex education system. Yeah. Like, I mean, we had something in, like, middle school, right? But they just mostly taught abstinence. And they know that's not how it worked. They know that's not how it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know why America tries so hard to hide sex when it is a natural thing, because it just makes people want to do it more. And then it leads to things like these, where people don't have the resources to care for children. But if they had just known, like, different ways around, like, protective sex, then they wouldn't be there in the first place.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to me how some people are so against birth control and Plan B, but they also don't want abortions. It's like they don't want any options for anybody.
Seriously.
Yeah. When you were young, did you ever think that abortion would have ever been an option for you?
No, not at all. Because, I mean, I would have to deal with, like, you know, society, my family, you know, just being judged on that scale, because a lot of people have very strong opinions about abortion. It's a very loaded topic, question, thing to do.
Yeah,
I never really thought.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really realizes how much abortion can really, like, mess up your life, and that it's not everyone's first option. It's not, like, it's not what we want. It's just an option that we want.
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that abortion is often a sore spot for immigrant families?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because, you know, with immigrant families, they tend to be even more religious than, like, their American counterparts. So that just makes it even hard for them to, like, learn about ways to have safe sex other than abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
So it leads them to, like, you know, getting pregnant sometimes, and they have even less resources than their American counterparts because there's just so much institutional racism set up against them that forces them to have less resources than their American counterparts.
Yeah.
And they're just often stuck because they don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah. Do you think this new abortion law, like, kind of puts minorities at, like, at a greater risk than, you know, American counterparts?
Oh, totally. 100%. Because, again, there's just so much institutional racism tied to, like, oppressed minorities, you know, like, to strip them of their resources compared to their American counterparts. And especially with abortion, because there's just not enough education going around on it. So all they have as a source of knowledge is just these stigmas that have been fed to them as children in their immigrant communities.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of anyone who has struggled in securing an abortion due to the new law?
Fortunately, I have not, mm-hmm. but I do have a friend that is very big on safe sex, and you know, she was forced to educate herself.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I feel like it's kind of like such a scary thing to even talk about with your friends, especially mm-hmm. now with the new law and the fact that you can sue anyone. Like, anyone can basically target you. And it's
really scary. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
His $10,000 bounty.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's kind of like they're making people vigilantes, but for something that's going to affect literally young women. I don't even know why that would be necessary.
It's a disgusting law, and I'm glad the Supreme Court is giving it a review, because it's disgusting, really.
Yeah. What do you think are some common misconceptions that people who are either pro-life or on the fence about abortion have?
They really like to villainize the people that have abortions, I've been noticing.
Mm-hmm.
Call them irresponsible, evil, selfish, but a lot of them don't know how hard it is for them to come to that decision
mm-hmm.
in the first place. Nobody wants to have an abortion, but sometimes it's the only option because they just don't have what it takes to take care of a child. They don't know how much goes into like creating and protecting and nurturing life. And not mm-hmm. everybody is built for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that some people think that once you have a child, that's the only option you can have. But it's a long decision that's going to last your entire life. It's not something you can just do just because.
Yeah, and they shouldn't be forcing people who, like, get abortions into that image. Because, mm-hmm. like, they might never end up caring for their child.
Mm-hmm.
And what's that gonna cause? You know, the child might be put into the foster system, and mm-hmm. the foster system, like, let's not even talk about that, because the foster system has so many issues. That child may be like neglected or never cared for because that parent just didn't want them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Sad, and that's a sad truth. And you know, that just leads to more generational trauma,
mm-hmm.
More issues that could have been avoided if they just had the choice to choose. We want to mm-hmm. choose. That's all women really want.
Yeah. And abortion, like, one of the main things about it is that it has such a, like, religious
mm-hmm.
argument against it. So do you think personal or religious views belong in politics in the United States?
No. that's my simple answer. No. Like, there is a reason why we made a separation of church and state in the first place. So when people bring up that religious hogwash as an excuse, I'm just like, well, that's what you believe. That's not what everybody else believes.
Yeah.
Like, unless America is 100% Christian, then you need to sit down and let other people decide.
Yeah. Do you think there could be a compromise between, you know, people who are religious and people who want abortion in the United States?
I think the only compromise is just making that abortion timeline longer. Mm-hmm. Because what the hell is 6 weeks?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do in 6 weeks, bro? That is just absolutely insane.
And do you think Republicans or people who are pro-life would be open to a compromise for abortion?
I feel like they'll always just be against it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we need to do as a whole, like, with social issues in general, we just need to, like, learn to agree. And not mm-hmm. try so hard to force our opinions down other people's throats, because this is what happens when we do that. Like, we just get so polarized and caught up in our respective parties that we forgot how to listen to people.
Yeah. What are your hopes for the abortion services and laws in the future, both here in Texas and, you know, nationally?
I just hope that if at least they don't do anything about the abortion law, that they do something to care for the children after they are born. Because these young mothers who weren't able to choose their own lives, their own destinies, are forced to give resources to something that they didn't want. And I just feel like there's some sort of like federal program set in place for these mothers that need the help and need the care, then maybe that child would be loved a little bit more. And maybe that child would have just like less trauma overall and wouldn't have to live with the fact that like their mom didn't want them, you know?
Yeah, I think some people forget like how adoption can really affect the mental health of not only the people who are being adopted, but the people who are giving children up for adoption.
And I just hope that we as a whole just like, I don't know, do something about like our sex education system. Like compared to Europe, we are so wayward. It is so bad. Like, we just make it such a taboo, and but oddly enough, at the same time, we glamorize it. So it's just really weird.
Yeah, there's
contradiction.
Like, there's like one side of America that's super like just glamorizes drugs and sex, and it's so weird seeing that there's like a different side that wants the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, I know. And for young impressionable children, you know, such as myself, it just confuses you a lot. You don't know which side to be on.
And lastly, do you have any advice you can give to someone who is seeking an abortion and lives in Texas that might have passed the 6-week ban?
Oh God, I don't even know what to do, because there's this whole thing where, like, you can't do it in a different state, right?
I'm not sure about that, actually. I mean, hopefully you can, because, I mean, it's really one of the only options that girls have, right?
Yeah. So, I guess all I could tell them, I just give them some sort of support, saying, like, it's not your fault. You're not a villain if you chose to do this. You have a right to take back your life, take back your destiny. Nobody can take that away from you. And you are still worthy, and you are still enough, even after you have that abortion.
All right. Thank you so much, Rachel. I really had a good time talking with you.
Yeah, no problem.